We're at the second full day of Oracle Open World 2017 with my colleagues Brian McKenna from Computer Weekly and Jack Fawn from Search Oracle. Jack, today Larry Ellison had his second keynote of the show, and he was talking a lot and sort of doing gloom and doom, I would say, about cybersecurity and why the some of the new database and cloud management capabilities are the answer to all of that.
Well, he really is pulling from today's headlines. This was the same day that the Equifax chairman, I guess he's the last one left in the management for the time being.
For not left, yes.
Who appeared before Congress and said that, well, the problem was that somebody didn't get around to patching a strut flaw. The next thing you knew, that 146 million people's records were made open. So what Ellison was talking about was really, it appeared to be a series of products they may have pulled together under the Oracle Cloud Management banner, but includes a purchase they made a year ago. What was it? Polera, which is a cloud security broker. And, just basically he said that we have to, this is Ellison speaking, we have to prioritize how we defend our information. We're losing the cyber war. The current method of looking for a downtime window for changes to make patches just doesn't work anymore. I'd like to ask Brian, because security has often been pretty essential to a lot of your reporting. Did you have an early impression?
It is a while since I've covered the information security space, but listening to Ellison today made me feel quite nostalgic for, say, 2002, where we used to hear similar speeches, again about essentially identifying anomalous behavior on networks and things like that, and throttling viruses. HP Labs back in the day had a product for detecting malware before a vulnerability had been discovered and an exploit had been released by way of identifying anomalous behavior. So this is, those kind of principles are not, they're not new principles, but the way it's being instantiated, Oracle would say, is with this autonomous database, is revolutionary. And I've just interviewed the UK managing director, UK, Ireland and Israel managing director, Dermot O'Kelly, who defended very strongly the attribution of the epithet revolutionary to the database. And he said that the buzz among CIOs here at the event, because that's the level at which he operates, is very positive about the database, that they get the idea. And what really appeals to them about it is the elimination of the possibility of human error, because these CIOs don't want to find themselves in the same position as the Equifax guys.
You know, the reference to the autonomous aspect of the database itself was something that Larry Ellison suggested was going to make it more secure, and it occurred to me that, yes, that makes it harder for the human intervention, as he said, that can lead to human error, but that doesn't make the database inherently secure. It's still a hackable thing.
So Jack, even with the automatic car, if Elon Musk didn't do it, but if it drives into a crowd out here on Market Street, he'll get some blame, at least in the papers, for his car running amok, and it could be a database for that matter. But I would add to, because we speak a little specifically about the autonomous database that was discussed earlier in the conference, it really is an amalgam of things that have been going on for a number of years in terms of automatic patching or automatic sharding, and there's been efforts to automate the database operations, especially the mundane ones, for a number of years, and Oracle has admitted that some of the elements they're pointing to here have a long history. even prehistory. What I get the sense new is cloud. So they've had to, the same way they've had to embrace some of these security products because they're a cloud provider too now. When they have a cloud, they can control the configurations of the database to an extent that they never could before. And they're looking to have economies of scale, if you will, where you know what these systems are going to be like, so you can protect them better. Whereas if each one is done differently in every premise, it is a different story.
Another interesting thing that I think Larry Ellison was saying, and this was somewhat confirmed for me by one of the analysts, is that this security cloud could be for anyone. You know, vendors often say that they would love to sell to everyone who maybe has another database such as SAP HANA or maybe IBM DB2. Is that how it came across to you, that this was a management and security cloud that in theory could be applied to anybody's infrastructure?
Well, he listed the support for MongoDB, support for JBoss, for SAP, and I think it's early. We're going to have to dig and see, but the cloud broker product took services from all sorts of sources, and it doesn't. He's saying he'll watch your Amazon data, for that matter, on the Amazon cloud.
Yeah, and from Thomas Kurian's keynote this morning, did we get a strong sense that Oracle's been working on this autonomous database for quite some time? It's not something they invented between last year's Open World and this year's. What did you think, Jack, of
Korean today? I think they decided to give it a name this week and to make it a spotlight of the conference.
Yeah, I was just about to say something similar to that. By talking about the machine learning and the automatic nature of it, it ties it into the broader theme, which is arguably the theme of all of enterprise applications this year or so, maybe last year too, which is artificial, so-called artificial intelligence, and the subsection called machine learning. And so, you know, the autonomous database was referred to that way. There were, I think, a couple dozen new adaptive intelligence applications that were announced, and they were spread throughout the cloud suite, really, the supply chain management, human capital management. So that seems to be, in some ways, the theme of the conference. And I found it somewhat amusing, and I noticed some of the analysts and press people in the press area during the keynote. Larry Ellison kept referring to this new technology called machine learning, and even in recent memory, it's not that new. It's certainly been talked about and really been in a number of products for a good couple of years now, and then if you look academically, it goes back probably decades, right?
Yeah, but Ellison several times has been saying that machine learning is now the thing mm-hmm. that will realize the promise of artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that's making the real practical difference now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also incidentally asked Dermot O'Kelly about the naming, or the lack of naming, of the machine learning aspect of Oracle's efforts here, unlike Salesforce, unlike SAP, unlike Infor. And he just said, well, it's not really in a tradition to name things like that. Larry likes to keep things nice and simple. It's more important what it does than what it's called, than having a fancy name. And he said that none of the customers that he's spoken to, high-level customers, over the last 3 days now, not one of them has asked about why haven't you given it a name.
I guess you can't argue with Larry Ellison if he made the point that you say, Brian, which is that this machine learning is the type of AI that's been showing the most results, or is. And I guess that does seem to be the case, the so-called ability to learn and kind of take the input, like the famous Netflix recommendation engine, the Amazon recommendation engine, I guess, is the popular examples that are often cited. So machine learning does seem to be bringing results, but it's also a large, huge amount of trust that these systems can do what we want to do. This is David Essex closing out the Talking Data podcast at the Moscone Center at Open World in San Francisco.